Amidst allegations of corruption, former South African Minister of Defence, Nozifo Mapisa Nqakula, has requested legal assistance from her former department. Now, legal practitioner Mpumelelo Zikalala argues that such a request is irrational given the nature of the charges against her. Now, to discuss the complexities of this situation, we are joined by Mpumelelo Zikalala from Zikalala Attorneys to tell us more and look at this situation. Mpumelelo, good morning and thank you so much for joining us on Radio Islam International.
Good morning, Jonas. Good morning to your listeners.
Now, what is your initial reaction to the former minister, Mapisa Nqakula's request for legal assistance from the Department of Defense, considering the allegations of corruption against her?
Even though it is a request that is usually made when someone is employed by a certain department, but that is usually to protect individuals from taking personal liabilities for issues or things that were done in the name and in the interest of that particular department. However, in this case, the corruption charges are not in the interest and in the name of the department, and it shouldn't be that at the end of the day, it must be the department which is going to foot the bill for her legal bills. And it sounds irrational that you are going to have your former employer fighting any corruption activities that have been allegedly to have been done by you. They didn't instruct you to do such, hence they shouldn't be part and parcel the allegations or of any legal battles in which we are going to fight after that.
Yeah, it would seem irrational for the department to provide legal aid to someone accused of defrauding it.
That's my point exactly, to say, how can you be accused of defrauding the department and yet the department which is going to pay for your legal bills? You should be able to deal with the legal bills on your own. You should be able to deal with allegations and which are...
And also, you mentioned the role of legal aid as an option for individuals who cannot afford legal representation. How does the affordability test work and what challenges might Mapisa Nqakula face? Okay, we seem to have lost the line there with Mpumelelo Zikalala. Mpumelelo, sorry for that. We just seem to have lost you there on the line. You mentioned the role of legal aid as an option for individuals who cannot afford legal representation. How does the affordability test work and what challenges might Mapisa Nqakula face?
Well, legal aid is there to be the legal representative of anyone who says, I cannot afford a lawyer. However, it's not a free process. You have to go through the rigorous test of testing that, are you eligible? And they'll then say, let's check how many assets you have. Let's check how much money you're able to earn on a monthly basis and check whether that is within our threshold. I think it's about 15,000 rand, if I'm not mistaken. So for the former speaker, for sure, where she was working as a speaker of parliament, she was earning way more than that. She's probably eligible for a pension, which is going to be able to be paid out now. Certainly, if you look at her assets, based on what she's drafted in the affidavit, it's way more than what the legal aid threshold would be. So I don't think that she would be eligible for legal aid, even if she would file an application and be dismissed and maybe appeal that application, because they would come back and say, we cannot afford, or you can afford to get the services of a legal practitioner. Go and do that on your own. We are not going to fund the bill. And even if legal aid did say we are going to fund your legal battles for your legal fees, you do not have the liberty of choosing which legal practitioner is going to be able to do that. So at the end of the day, I don't think she's going to succeed in the application. And the best way to do it would be for her to save up some money and make sure that she's able to deal with this thing using her pension monies.
And also in cases like this, where a former public official seeks legal assistance, what principles should guide the department's decision-making process?
It's the principle of saying, is what we have been taken to court about or what is in dispute something that should fall personally towards that particular individual making the application, or is it something that was made for and for the sole benefit and interest of the department? So if, for example, there was a service provider or someone that was saying, I was appointed by this particular minister, this is what has taken place, and the department is adamant to say, well, the minister took the correct decision in doing that, and you've actually benefited from this contract, this is why we are saying that. On that basis, then, if the minister is cited in a personal capacity, then the department can come to aid and say, Minister, you're doing all those things in order for us to benefit. You're doing all those things and we benefited. And we are the ones that are the sole recipients or the fruit bearers of what you're engaging in. Hence, whenever there's a legal battle, we are going to come to aid and be able to pay your legal fees, because it is something which is for our interest and not your personal interest. Vis-a-vis and a court case in which it is criminal activities against that particular individual, worst of all, accused of defrauding the same department that is now expected to pay those legal bills. That's the exception to the rule. And the courts in previous occasions have ruled to say, well, yes, there's a provision which is general rule that says that, but the exception to the rule is that when these particular matters are personalized and the individual that is involved is the one that's going through the legal trouble, the department is not going to pay for their legal fees.
And finally, looking ahead, how do you think the situation might unfold and what implications could it have for public officials' accountability?
I think the application certainly is going to fail. If it goes to the minister, I think, has signaled to say we are not going to entertain this application. So she's going to have to pay for illegal bills on her own. But I think it is a huge lesson to government officials to say, whenever you engage in transaction and things, make sure that you're able to protect yourself. If there's any suspicion that there might be criminal proceedings that might be there, look twice and make sure that you reread all those contracts so that you don't find yourself in this type of problems, either deliberately or by chance. And it also must be stated rule to say that whenever there are criminal proceedings which are against you, especially from your department, just be aware that the government is not going to come to your aid.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning on the program and giving us insight into this situation and giving us more information on the story.
Thank you very much for hosting.
Have a lovely day. Goodbye.